Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Thursday, October 31st, 2019. All right, so for Halloween, we all dressed up. And lots of funny comments about our costumes. Kennedy dressed as a murderous clown. Annie dressed as a character from a TV show nobody's ever heard of. Dan with the classic zombie and a knife through his head. And I went old school Larry Legend, Larry Bird from the Celtics. We have some pretty funny phone calls about getting ghosted. And of course, ruining relationships with War of the Roses. And also apparently ruining SpongeBob SquarePants. All right, we have Karen in for War of the Roses. There's something going on with Patrick. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what's the deal?
Okay, so basically I really wanted to do the SpongeBob SquarePants musical. My boyfriend and I love theater, and he actually won tickets through Mix. And I was like, yeah, this is so cool. We're going to go for date night. But then instead he ended up having to work like a super late shift and were unable to go. And he didn't even like offer me the tickets or anything, but he told me he gave it to like a single mom that he works with. So I was like bummed, but I was like, all right, whatever. It's a nice thing to do and let it go. But I was doing laundry the next day and I found a ticket in his pocket.
Ooh. Oh.
So I don't know if maybe the lady ended up not being able to go and he found out too late. I don't know because he never told me. So I'm just here wondering what's really going on.
All right. So we're going to keep you on the line. You understand how this works. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for a cell phone company. She's going to use the name Shelley. And she's going to call and offer him a dozen long-stemmed red roses. And we'll see who he sends them to. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Be very quiet while this is all happening, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure? Be very quiet. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello. May I please speak with Patrick?
Yeah. This is him.
Hey, Patrick. My name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
I'm doing all right.
Okay, I just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department. I want to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we can send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Roses, really? Like, just completely for free?
Completely for free.
Yeah, that's cool. That's really cool, yeah.
Okay, great. So what we need to do is start with a card. If you could just let me know who you'd like to send them to.
Okay. Can you send them to Hannah?
Okay. And what would you like the card to say to Hannah?
Well, do you have like themed cards to go with the flowers?
Oh yeah, we have lots of things. What would you like?
Okay. Do you have one maybe with like SpongeBob SquarePants on it?
Oh my God! You are such a liar! I can't believe this! Oh my goodness! Oh, I can't. How did you do this to me?
Patrick.
Really?
Hang on, Karen. Patrick?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. War of the Roses. We're on the air right now. And you just tried to send flowers to Hannah. And we have Karen on the line, too.
You are unbelievable. So I guess that whole single mom didn't exist, did it? You liar!
No, look, it's not even like that. You didn't let me finish. I was sending it to Hannah. She's a mom who went to the show, you know? She doesn't have anyone to do nice things for her, so I'm just trying to be nice. Like, come on.
Really? Okay, Mr. Nice Guy, explain to me why you told me you had to work overtime and instead you went with this woman talking about she's going to go with her kids. You're a liar.
No, it's not even like that.
Yep. Do you want me to send you a picture of the ticket? What part is not true? That you didn't go or that you didn't go with this woman? What's the truth?
Look, I don't know what you got this all twisted.
You have no answers. You suck.
All right, I think Karen is gone. Patrick, how was the show? Oh, I've been wanting to see it.
Yeah, you know what? You, whoever you are.
You know, here's the double lie. Because he says that he won him on Mix, and then he says, whoever you are, but you know my name.
He's big leaguing us. Shady, shady stuff. Messing around with strange women. That's how you get the Krusty Krab. Wait, I got one more. I got one more. This is more kid appropriate.
Yeah.
Guess he was trying to get into her Bikini Bottom.
Well,
I'll see myself out.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You know what's scarier than ghost stories? Ghosting stories. No ghosts in your house, just ghosting on your phone. One day, he's all up in your DMs. The next, he's Casper, and you have no idea why. We want to know about your personal Amityville horror now. Let's say Beetlejuice three times and see what happens. It's Carson and Kennedy's Ghosting Stories.
Diane is from Millville. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Hey, girl.
By the way, it is 617-931-1234. If you want to share your ghosting stories, you might win yourself some tickets into the 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys kickoff party happening with Lucas Graham at Loretta's Last Call. It is a 21-plus party. All right, so let's hear your scary ghosted story.
It was actually before we even had the term ghosting, but I still consider it ghosted. I was in a relationship. I was 6 months pregnant. I went to the doctors and had my ultrasound that day. I came home to share the pictures with my boyfriend. He wasn't there. I called him at his house, left a message. He didn't answer. Went to his house the next day. For sale sign on the lawn, house boarded up, and he moved.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
Oh, holy crap, girl.
That is a whole other level of ghosting.
Yeah, didn't see him again for a year in court when the judge reamed him out and ordered him to pay child support, but he did me a huge favor.
By
found
ghosting.
Out after that he actually was engaged to be married to somebody else.
Girl, I want to hug you right now.
It
don't
sounds, though,
it.
You sound like you're in a good place and that you're all right with that.
Well, this was a long time ago.
Sure.
And
you've had some time to work through it.
I haven't.
Well, my son, I met my husband on a blind date when my son was about a year old.
Right.
And he fell in love with both of us, married both of us. We've been married 31 years now. And
wow.
My son, who's 34, gave me a beautiful grandbaby who's 6 years old today.
Wow, girl.
Wow.
I love you.
Wow.
So it's all very, very good. But yeah, when I went to the house and saw the for sale sign, it freaked me out.
That is...
I'm like, oh my God, where the hell did he go?
Like, if you looked up ghosting in the dictionary, your story would be there. Holy smokes. I tell you what. Hang on just a second, Diane. I'm going to throw her on hold because I don't know that anything...
I don't can beat that.
No.
I don't... I never imagined that it would go that far. Let's get Nolan real quick. Nolan is from Holden. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. So what's your ghosting story, Nolan?
So I was dating a girl in college a couple years ago, and she used to have a drinking problem. I wouldn't say she was an alcoholic, but she had a couple too many drinks every now and then and would get pretty nasty to me. So one day she was sleeping over, and she started going off, and I kicked her out of my house and said, I'm not doing it anymore. Never talk to her again.
That feels more like standing up for yourself aside from ghosting, but
right.
Good for you. Good for you, Nolan.
You did it the right way.
Yeah,
you let her know. You didn't just stop answering the phone.
Yeah, you said.
Which is good.
You're not good for me.
Good on you.
Yes. Good for you, Nolan.
Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you later. Good morning, Mix. Who is this?
Hi, my name's Ramona.
Ramona, what's your ghosting story?
So a few years ago, my roommate started seeing someone back home over winter break. And he got Taylor Swift tickets to the 1989 tour for his cousin,
right.
Who then told him, I got better ones. I don't want those. So he asked my roommate, like, do you know anyone who wants to go? And she said, yeah, my roommate and her sister want to go. And they were really good seats, like floor seats. They were like $120 each. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go. It's going to be great. And so he sent the tickets back with her over winter break and just said, pay me the $240. by June when the concert is, and then he ghosted her like 2 weeks later. So wow. I got Taylor Swift for free.
There you go.
So, oh. Sorry to your friend that got ghosted, but you got to see Tay Swift on the floor, so ipso facto, you still win.
Oh, that is fantastic. I think that's a really good one, too. I'm going to give those people pairs of tickets to come party with us for Lucas Graham, Kennedy. What do you think?
Why not give them all?
You want to give him two?
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a good man. He did the right thing.
Oh, I hung up on him. He'll have to call back. Why don't you give us a call back? We'll give you the tickets, too. Those stories are good.
It makes me feel better about myself.
Right.
That one story about coming home and the house is boarded up and there's a for sale sign?
That's a whole other level.
Holy smokes.
You know what's scarier than ghost stories? Ghosting stories. No ghosts in your house, just ghosting on your phone. One day he's all up in your DMs, the next he's Casper, and you have no idea why. We want to know about your personal Amityville horror now. Let's say Beetlejuice three times and see what happens. It's Carson and Kennedy's Ghosting Stories.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spooky.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Happy Halloween. Everybody on the show is stressed. Dan is getting there.
Yeah. One of my best friends is a theater major. She's going to do my makeup, so I should be pretty good.
Got you.
Kennedy is the clown you don't want to meet in an alley.
Oh. I'd be scared of you.
Who forgot her glasses and can't see.
Oh, my gosh.
So you could probably just run by her, and she'd be swinging at you and missing.
No. I can totally almost see you. If you need me to read something, then I can't do that. But I can see you fine. It's just the little word things in front of my eye police.
Ma'am, could you read the police report we just gave
see,
you?
See, yeah, that I couldn't.
The Miranda rights. Do you want me to read them to you?
You're going
to
have to.
Annie's over there increasing the font size of her computer screen so she can do her entertainment report.
I'm absolutely.
I got you back.
That's a game changer.
You know? Last week, she taught me how to turn on my flashlight and turn it off again without saying, "Hey Siri,
turn on my flashlight."
Turn on my flashlight.
Next week, the Dougie.
Okay, let's not get crazy.
Annie is dressed up again for one of the characters from Zendaya's TV show on HBO.
Her name is Zendaya.
I thought it was Zendaya.
The show is called Euphoria on HBO. And it's about pretty much partying, about drug addiction, about going through
high
school.
What's your character's name again?
Her name's Jules.
Jules. You are Jules this morning.
I'm Jules.
And Danielle's doing the other half from the afternoon show?
Yeah, Danielle's going to be Zendaya's character. Her name's Rue.
Are you guys slowly morphing into one person?
I hope not. I like to be my own person.
Not to mention the fact that she throws you under the bus on the daily.
I don't know how I feel about that. I needed a route to
you
the
jewels. You need a partner crime. I understand.
Yeah, I get it. Barrett's doing the couple's costume, too, so I get it. He's doing. He's going to be Peter Pan, and his friend Addison is going to be Tinkerbell.
That's so cute.
Right.
Are they still dressing up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're doing it. Yeah, it's happening. We are going.
Are you
going
to dress up?
Because so many cities are canceling.
I know. It's
been rescheduling, I should say.
Yeah, yeah, postponing. So there's a couple of things that happen in our neighborhood in Charlestown. They start right at the monument, and then they have this big parade, and the wizard is there, and they have a chorus there doing spooky songs. And then down on this other little park called the training field, they set up all the blow-up stuff, and it's like a haunted blow-up party. So they'll have a DJ playing spooky music, and all the little kids can go through all the blow-up things. And
oh wow!
Yeah,
we used to knock on doors and get candy.
Well, we do all that too, but they
trick or treat in your neighborhood.
Yes, they trick or treat all around the beautiful houses around the monument.
Not in your neighborhood, like not everybody in Charlestown goes to doors.
Like the people go to your door.
No, because I don't live in the very nice Gaslight District part of Charlestown. No, it's all the very nice houses. And so then they, like I said, they have all the blow up stuff, They're going to move that, but you just can't move stuff in the city.
Yeah.
So they had to apply for all the permits, and then people are getting testy on Facebook. They have now started in my neighborhood a change.org petition, apparently.
To get it changed?
To get it moved. to Saturday.
Then why don't they just listen to the people?
Well, because we have a big event happening on Saturday night that's a fundraiser for the neighborhood that hundreds of people are going to be attending.
Yeah, but thousands of people come trick-or-treating.
I know, I know.
Sounds like the 1% is ruling the 99% here.
It's a big fundraiser night. It's a mess. The weather is causing havoc.
That if you're in New Hampshire areas, you're not trick-or-treating tonight.
Is Salem? Did they postpone?
Salem is going on as scheduled.
Right.
Because Salem. But it looks like the New Hampshire-y kind of places are the ones that are postponing.
The weather, what Danielle was saying this morning, is that the downpours and stuff are going to hold off until at least after midnight. They said it's going to get really bad. The winds and stuff will get bad around 10 o'clock. So no,
we'll be done by then.
Hopefully that it won't be horrible.
Right, right. Yeah. In fact, Len and I were going to be Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton. But if she had her surgery and then the weather's going to be crappy, neither of us were really into it. So I just might wear, I'm dressed as Larry Bird this morning.
This was your backup costume?
Yeah, this is
backup. Because you're nailing it.
Yeah. Oh, you like it?
It's startling almost.
You crushed it.
Yeah.
You walk in, I really can't look at you in the face. It's terrifying.
It's the mustache, isn't it? It's the creepy mustache.
The mustache wig combo is very real.
Yeah. I started with Barrett, Barrett really didn't know who Larry Bird was. He'd heard the name, but he's like, Dad, can you bring me up a picture? And I brought up a picture of him. He's like, oh my gosh, it is you.
I appreciate your shorts not being Larry Bird's short, though.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of man thigh this early in the morning.
I mean, I can roll it if you want to get a little shorter short if you'd like.
No, thank you.
That's no. I will take the knife off of Dan's head and put it right through.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.